Great win. Defense played a hell of a job. Offense, special teams, we all did great. You know, all three phases played.
What kind of a statement was that game?
Pretty much, we just played jet football at the end of the day. That's all Rex asked for us to do, play jet football, protect the ball, create turnovers, and play hard. And we did that today.
It seemed like it was a completely different team in the second half. What was said at halftime?
We just made some minor adjustments, and at the end of the day, we got after it. You know, we kept fighting. You know, we didn't give up. We didn't pout. Everybody believed in their brother next to him, and it showed.
It did. It looked like you got after Tom Brady a lot in the second half. What kind of adjustments did you make, and how did that work out?
Just keep getting after the ball. Keep fighting. You know, keep going. You know, don't give up. You know, don't put your head down. If they, you know, they're converting on third downs, and we did that. You know, we played the next play, and it showed. We stayed together.
How big about the crowd today?
It was great. You know, I call it Jet Life Stadium. You know, Jet Nation was proud today, and we loved it out there. Great effort for them.
Man, the biggest thing is just, I mean, for us, is, you know, he knows what kind of team we can be. And he just wanted us, you know, to look at ourselves and go out and just compete, you know, compete to our best of our abilities. Go out and just go play football the way we know how.
What was the difference in the second half today? You guys spotted them a 21-10 lead, and then it came out like gangbusters to start the third.
The difference was just that we just wanted to play our style of football. We just continued to play, was patient with everything they were trying to do with the no-huddle offense. Just getting calls in. You know, we was getting the calls in late. We just try to play the best of our abilities. But the second half, we just try to go to play football, just try to dominate the way we know how.
How proud are you of this team and the way they responded today?
I'm very proud, just from the standpoint of being down 21-10 to a New England Patriots football team and being able to come back and fight back and win. We made some plays on the defense side of the ball, got some sacks, got a turnover for a touchdown, and, I mean, that's all we can try to go out and go try to do.
That was 3-by-1 formation. The antenna went up in my head, Yogi. So I jumped to Yogi and returned it for a touchdown.
Is that something you've seen on film or something?
Oh, yeah. Especially like 2nd and 5 or
what is Yogi?
What is Yogi? Out route.
What kind of challenge was that today? I mean, having to match up with Brock one-on-one.
He's a pretty tough guy, man. Just got to stay in front of him and be physical with him.
It was another win for us. Simple as that.
It's tough to downplay a win over the Patriots.
It really isn't. Truly isn't. I mean, if you're trying to be a winning program, a winning organization, a win shouldn't matter, no matter who it is.
You think you proved to a lot of people out there that this team is full of contenders?
Hey, I mean, keeping us as underdogs, we like it. I mean, we didn't win like we wanted to, but we pulled it out, you know? I mean, it's New England. Everybody want to put the crown on their chest or whatever, but, you know, hey, it was a win for us.
Rex said to us a few minutes ago that in a team meeting last night, he said he's proud of the guys. Even before, you know, you take the field against this team. What does that say about what he believes in your team?
I mean, we all got confidence in each other's locker room, and it showed today. We play good covering football around all three phases, and like I said, Nick Folk won a game for us.
It's big for us. Like I said earlier, it's more about having that chance to win a division, and we knew we was 2 games behind it, and we let one slide away from us up there in Foxborough, but we got this one, and we're going to celebrate and move forward.
Are you guys fueled by the naysayers?
No. Again, we stick to, into the locker room. We understand that there's people out there that's doubting us and whatnot, but at the end of the day, we're going to continue to move forward, worry about what we can do and continue to get better.
How about the success you guys have had on third down against them this season? I think after today, it was now 5 of 30 throughout the year. So, I mean, that's an amazing efficiency rate on third down.
Yeah, that's real huge. That just goes to show Coach Ryan calling a great game and everybody just believing in him and just executing our job to the best of our abilities.
How about winning as a team? Yeah, obviously we know what you guys did defensively, but Geno came on there in the third quarter. He forgot, put that mistake behind him in the first half, and then leading the team down the field, picked up a lot of yards. And special teams, Josh Cripps comes in, makes contributions, and you got folk hero again.
Yeah, man, it was a great team win all around. Like you said, Geno put that intercept behind him. He marched up and down the field. Chris Ivey ran the ball real hard today. He had over 100 yards. Josh Cripps, he had a break on a punt return, kickoff return. So it was just all around winning. Nick, he's Nick going to be Nick. I just can't describe. It's a good feeling, man.
Do you love to see that when your offense is running the ball more than 50 times? I think they held the ball 46 minutes today.
That's real big for us, you know, getting us off the field, just leaving those guys on the field. Those guys were kind of gassed at the end of the game. And our defense, we just wanted to get back out there ready to get another 3-0.
You've been around a lot of wars, a lot of years. Mm-hmm. What are you going to tell the young guys on this team? Because this is a big win. But you know you're just 4-3 now, and right. You got another big one next week in 16-1 game seasons.
Definitely. It's just a 24-hour rule, man. Enjoy it for 24 hours. You know, we're going to Cincinnati next week. It's going to be another hard-fought game. We got to get up for that one also.